Chapter 58, The Rose of a Thousand Petals. At last we had reached the kingdom of the fairies. I was so excited, I felt like squeaking. Instead, I listened to the music box chiming. It trilled out a musical note B. The diamond on the music box lit up with a pure white light. A plant magically appeared. It blossomed into a beautiful white rose with a thousand petals. In the center of the rose appeared the map of the kingdom of the fairies. The kingdom of the fairies. Color, violet. Gem, diamond. Metal, silver. Musical note, B. Queen. Blossom of the flower, the white queen, the lady of happiness. She who brings harmony and peace. Royal palace, crystal castle. Guardian of the kingdom, no one. In the kingdom of the fairies, there is no need to defend oneself because no one ever offends anyone. Currency of the kingdom, magical Florian. Spoken language, fairies. History of an inhabitants. The word fairy comes from the Latin fatum, which means destiny. In Gaelic, fairies are called the Dioin Sire, which means people of the hills. They sail on white boats in the ship of swans. Their talented dances and their songs fill the heart with joy. They weave the rays of the sun and the moon on precious looms made of gold. They nourish themselves with the perfume of flowers. They can read thoughts and communicate without words. The kingdom of the fairies. Rose of a thousand petals. Glittering lake. Woods of goodness. Pretty shade plain. Pink forest. Tooth fairies manor. Turquoise house. Flowery mountain. Sweet smelling woods. Fountain of youth. Rare glade. House of the sun and the moon. House that sings. Whistling woods. Silver abyss. Fairy godmother's tower. Silver voiced nightingales. Mountain of sweet dreams. Valley of the blue unicorns. Mountain of secrets. Gazebo of love. Crystal castle. Pegasus's rock. Sweetwater lake. Forest of the nymphs. And petal way.